This podcast is sponsored by the valleygivesback.org.
For hundreds of years, we brought you the news. Printed the info, we gave you the clues. Owners' profits were always sky high.
Hey, everybody. All right. We ain't got time for all that, obviously. My name is Eugene Driscoll of ValleyIndie.org. Welcome to another episode of Navel Gazing, the Valley Indie podcast. This podcast, by the way, is sponsored by ValleyGivesBack.org. And I want to read a quick message from our sponsor. Love your local nonprofits and build a better community with a gift that costs you nothing today. Name a Valley nonprofit in your estate plan. Create a legacy that tells future generations what mattered to you. With a planned gift, you have the power to impact the Valley forever without affecting your current lifestyle. Your action will inspire others to make a difference in their own way. Remember the Valley. Ask your accountant, financial planner, or attorney about planned giving options. Plan now. Give later. Impact tomorrow. Learn more at valleygivesback.org. So today, I think, is Wednesday, March 25th. We're in the middle of a global pandemic. We're shutting down businesses. There's a list of what's essential and what's non-essential. I was contacted over the weekend by Mr. Jason Carlucci of the Dew Drop Inn, North Avenue in the city of Derby. And I thought I would have him on this podcast to talk about what it's like to try to do business in a midst of a global pandemic. So, Mr. Carlucci, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Eugene.
So I was just looking at the Dew Drop page. I mean, you're still open for business in terms of takeout and delivery, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we're doing, like most places, curbside pickup, and we'll deliver to certain areas that are not too far away for us to drive.
Okay, so that's happening right now. And I saw you were having problems with your phones the other day. Has that been taken? I've been there. I've been there many times with Comcast. Are your phones up and working now?
Yeah, you know how it goes, right? You know, just the things that you don't need to go break on you when you need them the most are the ones that always go first. So the phones went down. We had a credit card issue a little bit, but everything seems to be working now. I think our biggest problem is sometimes you get so many phone calls, you can't answer every phone call. And I think, you know, everybody thinks that there's they're closed, what's going on? But we're just trying to keep up as best we can.
What's the phone number, Jay? Let's get that out of the way. What's the phone number there if people want to order food from the Dew?
It's area code 203-735-7757.
Okay, so that's that. And I know there's been talk of everybody in Connecticut, every kid is going online. I have got two computers in front of me that are online. I've got two computers upstairs. Every smartphone in my house is online. Suddenly I'm a teacher and a reporter and I don't know, and a counselor. It's really a lot of stress. So, but yeah. I can't imagine the stress level for local business. So, I just want to give you a forum about how you're getting through this, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and basically anything you wanted to talk about as a local business owner who came up here, I guess, at least a decade ago now at this point.
14 years.
And if anybody's listening, you don't know the Dew Drop, that's my phone there. We will be getting a lot of text messages. I apologize for that. But, I mean, Jay and the staff there at the Dew Drop made the Dew Drop a destination at the corner there of Roosevelt Drive and North Avenue. So what's going on, Jay? What do you want to talk about?
It's just such a roller coaster of emotions, Eugene. You know, you're trying to do the right thing just for the human race. You know, as a human being, you want to take care of people. You don't want people to get hurt. You don't want to be part of that problem. And then the next minute, you're like, wait a second. You know, I have personally, Dew Drop's got, I have 32 employees. And we're like, wait a second. You know, in a week and a half, in a couple of weeks, we have mortgages and rents and families that have to eat. And it's just like, we gotta stay open. We got to do this. It's just the emotional roller coaster is just unbelievable. Up and down. It's pretty crazy.
And then in terms of, before I called you, I was trying to look at, and I emailed the Chamber of Commerce for this information as well. Okay, where can a local business owner, my vision is when I post this podcast, in the text under the story, there'll be a list of resources that are available for all the businesses that are being impacted by COVID-19 virus. It's a little bit hard to get the information just because there's so much information out there. There's this avalanche of press releases and Facebook posts and in phone calls and press conferences every day. Is there anything, do you know, in terms of having to pay your mortgage and the bills that you have due, is there any kind of help or advice out there? Or have you not even had time to sort of catch your breath and look for that kind of stuff?
Well, I think that, like you said, we're so inundated with all of these things that are being said, all these articles that are being written. But, you know, to be honest, none of it is really set in stone yet. There's nothing that is 100%. This is what we're doing. This is what's available with anything. I've actually been in contact with my accountant. He said that the minute, you know, we're on like a boost phone call and email, the minute that there's something out there that can actually help our employees, help us as small business owners, he'll give us the information. So I really don't I know that yesterday, I guess, Congress came up with this big $2 trillion thing. I'm not sure of the specifics, but I think that there are a lot of companies, like my mortgage company has said that we have to pay some of the mortgage. We don't have to make full payments on it. Some of the companies that we deal with the business are saying that we can defer some of our payments for the next 30 to 90 days. Little things, which I'm sure will help others. But on the negative end is we still have to pay that debt. I think that's the scary part. And I think most business owners like myself would agree. Like, I don't want this to end in however long and all of a sudden back open the business and we're in debt because we haven't paid, we didn't pay our bills for the past 3 months. Cause then it takes months to recoup that loss. You can't just open up for business and be like, okay, I made enough money to pay everything that I lost. It's just not going to work that way. You know, for every month of business that you lose, it probably takes the average small business maybe 2 months to get back, you know, on their feet. So it's kind of scary. You don't want to take these loans. You don't want to take these deferred payments because I don't want to end up in 2 months or 3 months owing, you know, X amount of thousands of dollars. It's pretty scary. So I'm not really sure, you know, what's in line for myself as far as the due job is concerned. I think in the next few days, we'll get more specifics with this new plan that Congress agreed to and see who's going to get help and what we can do with that help.
And then in terms of business now, I mean, on one end, I'm just a consumer. I have been spending more money than I have usually because, you know, my wife went and bought food from a farm in Shelton. We've gone to the grocery store maybe once, but we're tending to go to delis. We're ordering food out a lot. In terms of the financial impact right now, and I know Dewdrop has almost a cult-like following of people. It's a real community, a lot of which who live on either side of me. You know, you've got a real devoted customer base there. Have you seen a huge drop-off, or is the fact that people are still ordering takeout, what's that like for you right now?
Well, I mean, like you said, I mean, I can't say enough for the Dewdrop followers. I mean, when it comes to hard times, man, our followers, our customers, they just know how to get out there and support. We've always supported many people, many, you know, who needed it in the past, and to see them out there now, supporting us, you know, more than ever before, it's amazing, to be honest with you. We've got some great support, a lot of curbside pickup deliveries and people coming in. They're like, we got to keep you open. We got to keep the businesses going, the Dewdrop and everybody else. And they're spending their money. They're out there. I can't thank them enough. We're out there, you know, myself, like you said, even myself, I've been out treating my staff, every night to dinner. I've been to Roselands, been to Maddie's Deli Retro, trying to make my, rounds around the valley over here. the support has been incredible. Obviously, it's a huge drop in business. DoDoDropper is not a takeout type of business. We were a majority of our business was in house. Obviously, the atmosphere of a bar is what a lot of people come in for. But I think realistically, I would say that myself and many business owners would say, like, we're not in this for a profit. I think we'll be happy to keep our employees going, as many as we can. And I think that in the end, if I can just cover my overheads and pay for my bills, and at the end of the month, if I don't have to take, you know, get into the red, then it's a successful month. I think it's a little too early to tell if that's going to happen or not, or how much success we're going to get out of that, if we can achieve that goal or not. But we're definitely moving in that direction as of right now. So we'll see what happens. Each day we play it day by day.
And just to summarize, I mean, the theme here is it's the unknown. We don't know which way this is going
to
go.
It's the scariest part. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I don't mean to cut you off. It's the scariest part. The scariest part isn't the fact that they've made these shutdowns. I think that the scariest part is nobody is giving us a definite, defined answer of when we're going to reopen. And that goes not only for small businesses, this goes for schools, every business, anything out there. And I think that's the scary part, is not knowing when that's going to happen, because how long do we have to sustain ourselves like this? All of us, not just a DoDrop, all of us. I think, like I said, for me, it's a day by day, week by week thing. And you know, we take the punches as they come. You know, we hope that this ends sooner than later, like everybody else. But for now, we do what we got to do.
All right. And, you know, personally, Jay, you know, I wish you the best, and, you know, hoping and praying for you. As cliched as that sound, I mean, we really need this to be resolved. And then in terms of, I mean, Jay's a guy, and the DoDrop and the employees there, they do a ton for the community. Not always publicized. Jay's not one. I don't think I've received a single press release from the DoDrop.
I don't.
11 years, he just does it. But so
I don't.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, I'm not going to say now, but you know, I'm sure you're going to hear things in the next day or two about some of the stuff that I'm doing with the community. Some stuff. And again, you know, I don't publicize it. I'm just one of those guys who just does things, and that's what we do here. So,
right. I've been asked to leave the DoDrop more than I've received press releases from the DoDrop. But what I'm building to, Jay, is, let's not get into that right now. But let's plug. I saw you had a post from March 23rd. I don't know if this is still in effect. Stock your fridge with plenty of wings. The DoDrop has the best wings in the state of Connecticut and probably beyond. The snow day special, is that still a thing? Should I mention it?
Which one is that?
It says for the next 5 orders of $100, we are now including.
Oh no, we did that. That one's over. We did that the other day.
Got anything
right now?
Coming up?
I don't. We're going to be doing specials. That's just one of these. So we just come up with ideas every day, to be honest with you, Eugene. Okay. I know that tomorrow on Thursday we're trying to keep the steaks going, so we're doing the 16-ounce ribeye with your choice of side. We're doing it at a special price. I believe it's like $15 or $16. I'm not sure. We're going to be doing some upcoming specials little by little as each week passes. Unfortunately, like we said, the unknown is the unknown, and I don't want to jump too deep into the deep end of the pool right now without knowing how long this is going to last. So I think we have to just little by little see what we have to do.
So people, if they want to get information on the specials, I know one place they can go is facebook.com/DoDropInCT. facebook.com/DoDropInCT. If you're reading this on valleyindy.org, I'll link to that as well. But you can track everything the DoDrop is doing every day. So, Jay, before I let you go, is there anything else that you wanted to add that I'm not asking?
I think that let's not, you know, I know the focus right now is on the restaurant business and the bar business and a lot of other small businesses right now. But I don't want people to forget is how many other people are affected by these businesses being shut down. You know, I've talked to someone the other day. It's not just about the DoDrop and its staff and its cooks and its bartenders. There are dumpster companies who now are losing their business because they have no garbage to pick up. I have commercial repair companies out there. My buddy Gary Petiti from East Coast Gary's East Coast of repairs all kitchen equipment. Obviously, had to lay off most of his staffs. My knife company, my draft, Chris Friedel's Draft Service, all these guys who are part of the Dewdrop who make us and these restaurants who keep us going. The beer and liquor industry, obviously, laying off half of their staff and truck deliveries and the food. This is a big effect. It doesn't just affect us as in one particular business. It affects thousands of other people and hundreds of other businesses. So we just got to stick together, like you said, and do what we have to do to try to keep as many of us afloat as we can. And that's really it.
I agree 100%. All right, Jay, thank you so much for taking the time, and I'll see you soon.
Thanks, Eugene. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
100 years we've brought you the news. For energy info, we gave you the clues. Owners' profits were always sky high. Changing market now threatens our lives. Post-literation, critical reading, dumbed down nation, signs of inbreeding, TV sucking ideas from our head, public discourse just about dead. We'll ride the dinosaur, yeah, ride the dinosaur. Our readers are in the opens each day, yeah.